Hi, I'm Lorenzo Cohen, and I'm currently in my home city of Houston, Texas. There are actually two other places in the world where I go to recharge, relax, and revitalize myself. One of those is Georgian Bay, which is just north of Toronto, the city where I grew up. And the other place is our family farm just outside of Florence, Italy, where I enjoy walks in the countryside, biking, exploring Florence and other parts of Italy. My primary work is at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. MD Anderson's a very large cancer hospital dedicated just to treating cancer. I've been there now for almost 25 years, the majority of my career, and I'm director of what's called the Integrative Medicine Program, a program that I founded back in 2002. We focus on optimizing a person's quality of life and trying to improve their clinical outcomes. The goal is really to incorporate treatments that are not part of the standard of care and that we know will help improve outcomes, like having a healthy lifestyle, especially in the areas of weight and diet, exercise, incorporating stress management, and making sure patients can access treatments to help control symptoms, things like acupuncture, massage, meditation, yoga, music therapy, those types of mind-body practices. We also are exploring the use of herbs and supplements that could come from other medical systems like traditional Chinese medicine or Ayurvedic medicine. Through our research, we're trying to discover treatments that are useful for patients and to actually put aside things that they may be using that could harm them or are ineffective. I spent most of my summers growing up at our family farm outside of Florence, Italy. When I became a young teenager, I started getting a little more active in the farm and hanging out with the farmers and seeing this incredible work ethic of these men and going out in the fields with them. And then my close high school friend Rob Howard showed up in Italy and we started to travel together. This was in 11th grade, and traveling back then was just so different than it is today. We'd literally, with our backpack, walk up to the top of a dirt road, stick our thumb out, and that's where our trip started. We had a destination in mind, but we could go in whichever way the wind blew. We were able to sleep on beaches in Greece. We were able to hitchhike freely around Europe. That level of freedom and I guess in some sense safety meant that anything was possible. I guess it gave me a sense of empowerment over my own life and to also go with the flow. Rob and I had the idea of spending an extended time, let's say, in Sardinia. We went there with the idea of being there for 2 or 3 weeks. After 2 days, we were picked up when we were hitchhiking by two guys who were from southern Sardinia, and they were headed to Corsica for their vacation. So I looked at Rob, and he looked at me, and we're like, sure, let's go to Corsica. And then we spent 2 weeks in Corsica and had these incredible adventures. And a lot of people kind of just get set in their ways, and that helped to plant the seed that you need to be flexible and you need to seize opportunities and you need to see something also that can be negative. And there were many challenges in our travel, and to be able to either turn it into something positive or see the positive. And that has really helped me in the area of science, these serendipitous findings. You think an experiment failed, but if you look a little closer, you see that something different happened than you expected. And that different thing that happened may actually be the true discovery.